I'm Rose again, and I'm so happy to be with you with Clear Vision and that you've joined me back today and you're going to be here with me for the next 30 minutes. Stick with us. We're going to have a great program today. We're going to talk about how you are approved by God. And instead of having grasshopper mentality, I want you to have victory mentality. Have eagle mentality. See, God wants you blessed. God wants you victorious. God wants you healed and made whole. God wants you to know that you are approved. And I'm going to show you how in the Word. Stay with me. I'll be right back, and I'll see you in just a second.
Order today your special two-book and CD Christmas package with your gift of $20 or more. Book one is God's Rich Life in Excellence. This timely teaching by Rose shows you 8 powerful steps to follow that keeps you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Book two is God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. This compelling book by Rose helps you come to know as never before the power of your victorious Lord God. Learn today your victory over the enemy. And Mercy's Voice Piano Instrumental CD feature Rose's original songs and special arrangements of classics such as Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Wind Beneath My Wings, I Need Thee Every Hour, and many more. Listen, rest, and dwell in the divine presence of your God.
Oh yes, praise the Lord already. Bob and Stacy, welcome back. They said, are you ready? Yes, I'm ready and I am approved. God has approved me and He's approved you, honey. And I can't tell you how excited I am about this message. Let's look at Exodus 4:17 real quick, and then you will begin to understand. Let's get some foundation. See, when I give you the Word, I'm giving you the foundation to build you onto the idea and the facts and the truths of God's Word. And His Word is the truth. His Word is all the facts. His Word is the biggest idea there could ever be about who you are. So let's talk about this today and start out in Exodus 4:17. 4:17 is in the whole chapter there where Moses was told by God, go and tell my people to obey your voice, obey my voice at Egypt, and let my people go. Let my children go out of Egypt. Well, Moses is arguing with God here. He's arguing with God. He says, oh, but God, they'll not listen to me, and they'll not believe me, and they'll not obey me. And they'll say, the Lord has not appeared to you. He just wanted to talk God out of this direct command so much because he was so afraid. He didn't understand that he was approved by God. See, God has approved you. And I'm going to give you the Word on this. Every time I teach, I give you the Word on what shows you what God is saying about what he says you are and who He says you are. God says you are approved, all right? So then he goes on down and he tells the Lord, Moses tells the Lord, says, I am not an eloquent man and I can't talk and I'm not able to speak and I have an awkward tongue. And then the Lord says to him, who has made man's mouth? Who has made man's mouth? Is it not I, the Lord? See, God made your mouth. If He's told you to say something that He says, then He knows you can say it because He made your mouth to say the words that He has for you. Then He goes on down here and says, I will teach you what to say. See, I'm teaching you right now. I'm teaching you what God has to say about you. Then God goes on down here to 17 and He says, you will take this rod in your hand with which you will work. You shall work the signs that I prove that I sent you. The Word is the rod of God. The Word of God is the rod of God. And the Word of God says that you are approved. You are approved. How many things do you get in the mail that say you are approved? You're approved for a credit card. You're pre-approved for buying a car and getting a loan at a car dealership. You're pre-approved for college, to go to school somewhere. You're approved for this. You're approved for that. You've been approved. Well, honey, God already approved you. And He's approved you to be who He says you are. He has approved you, and He does not want you to have what I call grasshopper mentality. See, Moses took the cake, as far as I was concerned, as we say in the Kentucky mountains. He just took the cake when God was speaking to him and telling him to go over across the into the promised land. And God said, well, I'll go, but I've got to send some people over there to check it out first. So He sent 12 spies, and they went over there, and 10 of them stayed. They stayed about 6 weeks. And 10 of them came back, and they said, Oh, Moses, it's fabulous over there in that land. It's so good. Their grapes is bigger than we've ever seen. It's flowing with milk and honey. And it's just enormous, the things that are there. Even there are giants there. And then they turn deadly with their conversation. But we, Moses, are as grasshoppers in their sight. Grasshoppers. We are as grasshoppers in their sight. Beloved, that is not what Moses needed to hear. That isn't all he heard, because Joshua and Caleb came back with them. And they said, yes, that is true. We are as grasshoppers in their sight, but we're not grasshoppers in our own sight. We can do this. We can go and we can take this land because God is with us. See, beloved, God is with you. God is with you to approve you at every stage of your life, at every place you go, at everything you do. If you're like Bob and you're operating this camera and he has some big production company I don't know a whole lot about, I just know that he has a lot to do. God has approved him. God has approved Stacy and Jeff here at the CTN Network. God has approved you. God has approved me to be on the air here with you. God has approved you. And He approved you long before you can dream or imagine. When we come back, I want to show you where God says He approved you. See, I'm not going to tell you anything that God doesn't say in His Word. And I'm not going to say anything to you that I can't prove and back up by the Word. God has approved you to do whatever it is He's called you to do. Whatever it is He's put a desire in your heart to do, God has approved you. And I want you to understand that today. We'll be back in a few minutes. They're going to talk to you about some wonderful books we have for you to order. God's Rich Life in Excellence and God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. Just great tools for you. So hang on. Come on back with me. I'll see you in a minute. God loves you and I love you. See you shortly.
Order today your special 2-book and CD Christmas package with your gift of $20 or more. Book 1 is God's Rich Life in Excellence. This timely teaching by Rose shows you 8 powerful steps to follow that keeps you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Book 2 is God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. This compelling book by Rose helps you come to know as never before the power of your victorious Lord God. Learn today your victory over the enemy. And Mercy's Voice Piano Instrumental CD feature Rose's original songs and special arrangements of classics such as Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Wind Beneath My Wings, I Need Thee Every Hour, and many more. Listen, rest, and dwell in the divine presence of your God.
Glory to the Lord. Aren't you excited about this message today, about God's approval on you? Aren't you excited that you can understand and learn that God doesn't approve you according to what you do or what you haven't done? God isn't interested in looking at your faults or that you have faults or that you've made mistakes. He's pleased with you as His most precious treasure. He is pleased with you as His created in His image person. He has created you the way He says you are. And He has approved you that way. We were talking before we took our little break there about Joshua and Caleb going over into the promised land with the other 10 spies and coming back. And they told God that they were as grasshoppers in the sight of the giants and the people in the land. They had grasshopper mentality. That's what I call it. I call it grasshopper mentality. They believed they were less than good enough to go back in there and take that land that God had said they could have. They believed that the giants were going to overtake them. They probably were thinking about all those years in the desert that they had disobeyed the Lord and that they hadn't listened to God tell them how good they were and how much He loved them and how much blessing He had for them. Well, God wasn't even thinking about that because He was pleased with them at that time. He's pleased every day with us. He's pleased with you right now. No matter if you've had faults or you've had problems or you've had things that you failed in your life that you think you can't even overcome. Maybe you've gone through a divorce. Maybe you've gone through more than one divorce. Maybe you're involved in a divorce situation right now. I don't know what your situation is. I don't have to know. I know the God that created you. I know the God that approves you. Let's look at Numbers 13 and 14, just a few scriptures in those two books, in that two chapters of that book, the Numbers book, where it talks about Joshua and Caleb and how they had to have such a spirit of no fear. They went into that promised land. They saw the grapes bigger than they could imagine. They saw the land flowing with milk and honey. That's just like you. When you go out somewhere and you see people that drive a better car or has a better house or has a better education or higher understanding of something than you do, and right away you start feeling less than. You start feeling like you're not as important as that person. You start feeling like you can't do what they do because you don't have the money, or you don't have the job, or you don't have the education or the correct place in life that you think you should have. Well, honey, God's not interested in that. He's interested in your position with Him. He's interested in your position that He has approved you for, that is His holy child. He's interested in you being the person that He says you are, that you are approved of Him. He approved you. He approved you before you were in your mother's womb. That's Jeremiah 1:5. And I want you to read that with me here in a few minutes. But before we go to that scripture, I want you to see about Joshua and Caleb having the power of the Spirit. Instead of wavering, they were going to go through to the promised land. And they didn't judge, and they didn't waver, and they didn't doubt. They knew God was with them. And they told Moses, "The Lord delights in us. The Lord delights in us. And He will bring us into this land and give it to us. A land flowing with milk and honey. He will bring us in there, and we are not going to rebel against the Lord. And we're not going to fear the people." See, they understood that God was big. They understood that God knew them. And He had created them in His image. They believed and they understood that God wanted them to go there and be blessed by Him. Let's go over to Jeremiah 1:5 and let's see where God is talking. And He's talking to us about His approval. He's telling us how and when He approved us. And He didn't approve you yesterday. He didn't approve you this morning. He approved you before you were born. He approved you before you were formed in your mother's womb. He approved you, and He hasn't disapproved of you. Oh, yes, we can make God hurt. We can hurt God, and we hurt God when we don't believe Him. We hurt God when we don't stand as the created beings that He created us to be. We hurt God when we don't honor Him, that He wants us blessed. See, God loves you. He loves you and He wants you blessed. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrating you, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." And then the Lord said, "I'll put forth my hand and I'll touch your mouth. And behold, I will put my words in your mouth." See, I'm sitting here at the CTN studio, and I'm recording this program. God approved that before I was formed in my mother's womb. You're sitting in your home and you're watching me. And God has approved you for something. Something that you've been avoiding doing. Maybe it's something so simple as just believing Him. Believing that He loves you. Believing that He wants you healed and made whole. Believing that He can bless you. Honey, He can, because He's God. He is your God. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Start thinking big like kings think. Let God do a big king, mighty thing in your life. I'll be right back. Stay with me, and we'll finish this teaching. I love you. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Order today your special two-book and CD Christmas package with your gift of $20 or more. Book one is God's Rich Life in Excellence. This timely teaching by Rose shows you 8 powerful steps to follow that keeps you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Book two is God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. This compelling book by Rose helps you come to know as never before the power of your victorious Lord God. Learn today your victory over the enemy. And Mercy's Voice Piano Instrumental CD feature Rose's original songs and special arrangements of classics such as Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Wind Beneath My Wings, I Need Thee Every Hour, and many more. Listen, rest, and dwell in the divine presence of your God.
Praise the Lord, you've stayed with us. We're so excited here at Clear Vision Program, and I'm Rose, and we'll just keep on going now. We've got a few more minutes left in the program today to talk about the approval of God on your life and the fact that God does not care about your weaknesses. Isn't that wonderful to know that God is not holding back on us and He's not looking at every time we fail or fall? Isn't that exciting? I can't get up enough days of the week to hear that from the Lord. I love hearing that because I've had plenty of things in my life. I've had plenty of circumstances that I felt like I failed so miserably at. Relationships, marriage, raising children, working in companies that I didn't feel like I did justice to that company or in my job, working for someone. Having a business that failed. There's so many things in our lives, and I've experienced about 99% of them. Well, I've crossed the threshold, folks. We don't have to live like that. We don't have to live in weakness and failure. God wants you to know that. He's not interested in you understanding that you'll never make mistakes. He's interested in you knowing that you can make them and go on, because God is a God of approval of you. God is a God of provision of you. God is a God that says, I will hold you because I've carved you in the palms of my right hands. God wants you to know that He loves you, that He wants you blessed, and that He's bigger than anything you're going through right now. In the name of Jesus, I want you to hold your head up high. Get right back up if you've fallen down. Get back up and get back out. I had a young man call me from Louisiana this week. He owns a fishing vessel, a fleet of fishing vessels down there. And he's been having some difficulties in some areas. And he was sharing those with me and telling me that he didn't believe that he could ever be a success because he just could not seem to overcome the struggle in this one particular area. We talked a few minutes and he shared with me all the failures that he'd created in his family. Everything that he'd done wrong, everything that his wife had to put up with him about. And as he talked to me about it, he started crying. And as he cried, he got more emotionally upset and more emotionally upset. And finally, I just had to stop him. And I said, honey, God doesn't see yesterday. God isn't looking at yesterday. God is looking at today. Today is now. The future is now. Today is today, and God has already forgotten about yesterday. He's looking at you from Jeremiah 1:5, before He formed you in the womb. He knew you, and He knew and approved of you as His chosen instrument. God has a hand on you today. God has a call on your life today. Don't allow the enemy to bring fear and strife into your life. Don't allow the enemy to bring "I'm not good enough" attitude in your life. Don't allow Satan to overcome you with that. Stand up. Stand up with your head so high. I told a little gal the other day, I said, "Honey, if you'll hold your head as high as I want you to and as high as God says you can, if it rains, you might drown." See, your head should be so high and held back that if it rained, the water would pour down your nose. That's how good God thinks of you. That's how good He thinks you are. Yes, He knows you're going to make mistakes. Yes, He knows you're going to have to come through some things. But He knows that before today ever happened. Psalms 139 says, "The Lord knows your words on your tongue before you even speak. He knew you before you were in your mother's womb." God knows you. God loves you. God brought you into this earth. And He brought you here to be a blessing. He brought you here to maybe bless this ministry. You're watching this program. It's not an accident. God is not a God of accidents. God is a God of divine plans. You may be watching the program today and God is telling you to support this ministry, to support this television broadcast, and telling you to give thousands of dollars to do that. Do that. Do what He says. He wants to honor you. Bow yourself before the mighty hand of God. Accept that He approves you. He approves you when you're failing. He approves you when you're not making good decisions. He doesn't approve of those decisions that are not good, but He approves you. Separate the decision from you. God has you planned to be the greatest blessing on this earth that ever could be. God wants you blessed, and He wants you to understand that He has given you His Word. He has given you the whole Bible to understand Him with, to understand yourself with, and to understand other people. He's chosen you as His instrument to be a blessing, chosen you to go before Him, before the mighty God, to be His voice. Chosen you to stand up for yourself. Chosen you to stand up for those who can't stand for themselves. Are you standing for somebody today that can't stand? Are you praying for somebody that can't pray? Are you sowing your financial seeds for something and somebody across this earth that would not hear the gospel any other way? See, God has chosen instruments. You are one of His chosen instruments. You can help me. You can help me be a blessing to people. You can help me bring souls into the kingdom. Sow your finances today. Sow into the kingdom. Sow into the Lord through this ministry. Sow as God leads you. And stay tuned. We're going to offer you some great products, some tools to help you be victorious. And I love you and I thank you for staying with me. God loves you and I love you in the name of Jesus.
Order today your special two-book and CD Christmas package with your gift of $20 or more. Book one is God's Rich Life in Excellence. This timely teaching by Rose shows you 8 powerful steps to follow that keeps you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Book two is God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. This compelling book by Rose helps you come to know as never before the power of your victorious Lord God. Learn today your victory over the enemy. And Mercy's Voice Piano Instrumental CD feature Rose's original songs and special arrangements of classics such as Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Wind Beneath My Wings, I Need Thee Every Hour, and many more. Listen, rest, and dwell in the divine presence of your God.
I want to thank you today for allowing me to be with you, for coming into my life through the television, and for calling in and ask for your book, 30 Days, The Champion in You. I was raised with champions in my life. Many things that my family have done that have made them champions in horse racing, champions in NASCAR racing, champion people. Champions in God. And I want you to understand that God loves you. Call in today, order your little book, and before we leave each other, I want to pray with you. I want to pray that today that, Father, I thank Him that He's giving you unconditional love. Pray with me right now. Just repeat after me. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you approve me and that you accept me. Thank you, Father, that you are able to reveal your love to me today, Father. Thank you, Father, that I can share your love with others. Thank you, Lord, that no matter what, Father, I'm going to keep moving forward. Thank you, Father, that I'm not going to allow despair, that I'm not going to allow attacks of the enemy to stop me. Thank you, Father, that I can ask you to help me, and you help me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word that you've given me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this network. Thank you for the television broadcast, Father, that you bring to me to teach me more about the power of your word in my life. Thank you for that, Father. Thank you, Father, that you overlook my weaknesses, that you overlook my faults, that you've approved me. Thank you, Lord, that you've created me in your image. Thank you, O God, that I can bless you today. I can be your blessing. Thank you that I can bless you and be in your goodness. Thank you, Father. Lord, I give you glory and honor that I stand before you in your throne room. I stand before you asking in your name, believing whatever I desire that honors you, and it is done. Thank you for healing, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for a blessed life, for a blessed family, for blessed children. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that it's a joy always, Father, to be in your kingdom, to be in your presence. Thank you for that, Lord. Lord, I thank you that when you fill me with your joy, when you fill me with a good attitude, Father, that I stand before you, honoring you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to you, Father. I look forward to seeing you again. And until next time, I love you. God loves you. See you soon.
This month's free offer is 30 Days the Champion in You. Do you want to experience the abundant, rich life in Jesus has promised in John 10 and 10? This simple yet extremely effective daily devotional by Rose is a powerful tool to help you set your thoughts on victory. To the glory of God, God has promised to lead you in total victory as His grand champion in every area of your life. Order your free offer today, and don't forget our special Christmas package for your gift of $20.